Suyui Breakfast for Mortgage House. Take advantage of their super low summer home loan.
We spend a lot of time here talking about service providers not providing that service and then whether they are obligated to provide you some compensation. You talk about toll roads, you talk about telcos, you talk about Australia Post with parcels that might miss delivery of a parcel for a very, very important event. Well, how do you put a value on that if you're a business particularly and you haven't got what you needed at the time that it was promised?
What about the banks? All the computer banking nowadays, when that goes down, and how it affects so many small businesses?
A whole range of it. So let's look through that prism at this situation here today. This is the issue of delayed flights, airlines. Now, if there's poor weather, there's a security issue, there's a drama, you can understand that. But if it's an airline issue where they've had a mechanical problem, where they've got a rostering issue, where it's their problem and they are saying, well, look, we've had some dramas here, we haven't been able to get our ducks in a row, therefore our flight is late or it's cancelled, should they be giving you compensation? Choice has done some research, found that one in four passengers had a problem with a flight delay or cancellation in the past year. Nearly two-thirds reported that no assistance provided by the airline. So they're setting up a website called Complain, C-O-M-P-L-A-N-E, complain.com.au, to make it easier for dudded customers to log their complaint and send that complaint direct to the airline. Choice says if you're inconvenienced, you should be compensated. In the EU, passengers get up to €650 in compensation for non-weather-related delays. So they're suggesting the same thing should be happening here. Tom Godfrey is from Choice. He joins us on the line now. Tom, good morning.
Yeah, good to be with you.
Tom, thanks for joining us. Why aren't Australian travellers entitled to the same sort of compensation that Europeans have become accustomed to over the last few years?
Well, there's no good reason as to why we shouldn't be getting compensation. You've got to remember, these are delays and cancellations within the airline's control. We're not talking about weather events. This is where the airline has stuffed up. Now, when that happens in the UK, there is a fixed dollar amount that you get based on the time you're delayed and the distance that you were travelling. So, look, we absolutely think there should be a compensation scheme along these lines. And our research has shown that the airlines don't make it easy. And the top of the list when it comes to airline issues are delays and cancellations. 39% of consumers don't make a complaint because it's too much of a hassle, and 11% don't know how. And I'm not surprised by that, because the airlines are less than enthusiastic to take it on board. Now, look, our research has shown that when you do make a complaint, unlike in the UK where you get a decent payout up to $900, here you're lucky if you get an $8 meal voucher. So we think it needs improving, because, you know, really the airlines should be welcoming this culture of complaining, because it's pointing to areas where they can get better.
Yeah, but if you have a look at their efficiency rates, then they'll be paying out a fair bit of money, wouldn't they, Tom?
Well, they would. And what's interesting, since this rule was introduced in the UK, it was 2004 legislation brought in 2005. Their on-time performance, the airlines coming out of Heathrow, has improved quite significantly. So we think that it provides a real incentive for these airlines to get better. And obviously, it makes sure that consumers are looked after when the airlines have made a mistake and you're out of pocket.
It seems to depend on which airline you're travelling with, depending on what sort of compensation and information, for that matter, that you get. I mean, I've travelled with Qantas and just got a cab charge one day when our flight was delayed by 24 hours so I could get home and then get back to the airport the next day. And yet other airlines seem to be able to put you up in a hotel overnight.
Well, it's totally random, and it's at the airline's discretion, and we don't think that should be the case. I mean, you turn up to the customs service centre, they like the look of you, and they'll decide to give you a coffee. We don't think it should work that way. Look, we've got compensation schemes in New Zealand, compensation schemes in the EU, they're even in Indonesia. We think it's time Australia caught up. And we think these airlines need to look after their customers when they've made a mistake.
So how will this Complain, I like the name of it, Complain website work?
Well, all you need to do, jump onto that, complain.com.au, enter your flight details, the reason for your delay or cancellation, any other details you want, and then include any money you've lost or time you've lost from the delay or cancellation. And then what we'll do is send that directly to Qantas, Virgin, Jetstar, Tiger, and essentially push that complaint process forward for you, and hopefully get you a good result.
You're obviously a glass half full kind of guy. You think the airlines are eventually going to buckle and will introduce an industry-wide compensation scheme?
Look, what's interesting is that Virgin have actually been really cooperative when we've gone into this process. Qantas and Jetstar have been less enthusiastic to want to participate. But our logic is that these complaints should be part of a good business. When something goes wrong, you should want to listen to your customers. And if they're out of pocket, well, you should be looking to compensate.
Okay. And the other response, no doubt, you're going to get is that this will add to the cost. They'll have to increase fares slightly to cover the cost of this compensation scheme. Would that be what they'd say?
Oh, look, the airlines always carry on
about
the cost of innovation. Yeah, of course they will. And look, I don't agree with that. I think if competition is working effectively in the airline industry, then, you know, there won't be an opportunity for them to pass on costs. It didn't happen in the UK, and there's no reason why it should happen.
All right. Well, if you get this moving and you're successful, then maybe we can move on to some other industries. The banks.
Sounds like it. Yeah.
How about
the
that?
Banks would be good. Yeah.
And the tollway operators as well. How about Transurban?
Happy to look at it.
Excellent, Tom. We'll keep you busy for the next few years. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Tom Godfrey there from Choice. What do you think about that? Have you had a problem yourself with an airline? I can imagine one of the difficulties is there'd be people saying, oh, I want compensation because I was only 10 minutes late. Well, if, you know, that doesn't count.
But are there people who... Have you had any inconvenience by your airline? Have you been put up in a hotel overnight? Or did you receive nothing at all? Not even an explanation as to what is happening?
And what else should we add to the list? Toll roads, banks are obvious ones, and telcos. Are there others that you want to add to the list? Give us a call, 13 13 32.